Verse 28 of the 22nd chapter, I read, "Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set." Now, when God put these people in the land, why, he gave not only to the nation Israel that land over there, but we sometimes forget that he gave to each tribe a particular section in that land. And he gave to each family in each tribe a particular parcel of land. And they were to put up certain boundary markers. They were generally stones, boundary markers. Down in front of my house, in the sidewalk, there's a little brass circle at one end of my lot and a little brass circle at the other end of the lot so that you know where it begins and where it ends. And I have a notion that that was put there way back when that was an avocado grove. And it was put there when the subdivision was made. And it was done to just make sure I stayed within my lot. Now, God made this statement concerning each parcel of land. In Deuteronomy 19:14, he says, "Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it." You see that a man might, when no one's looking, and maybe his neighbor's getting old and his eyesight failing, he just slips that stone over a couple of feet, and he gets two more feet in his parcel of land. And now God says that that is not to be done. Of course, it would be totally dishonest. Now, we have a wonderful spiritual application of this, and you'll know that I'm a real square when I say what I'm going to say now. I believe that we have seen the great landmarks of the Christian faith removed, and it's been removed by what was called once modernism. It's called liberalism today. And because of a liberal viewpoint, they say, well, now this old landmark, this doctrine that was taught in the days of Paul, it's not relevant. And we are very smart. We are very clever people. We've learned so much. So we don't need the doctrine of the plenary inspiration of the Scriptures. We can do away with that. And we will do away with the doctrine of the deity of Christ. Now, the distinguishing doctrines of the Christian faith have been pretty well washed out by a great many of the old line denominations on the basis that we must come up to date. Now, I want to say this. Instead of moving forward and removing landmarks, we need to start moving backward and get back to a lot of the old ancient landmarks. You see, those ancient landmarks made this nation great that you and I live in. They've been removed, not on the land. Maybe removed there, I don't know, but I think they do a pretty good job of marking out the particular parcels of ground. But certainly today, the great landmarks, the moral values, the spiritual truths, the Bible basis, all of that's been removed. And all you have to do is look around you today, and you just hear everyone on every side telling what he thinks the solution is. And he always comes up with a sociological or a psychological solution. No one comes up, apparently, at least the television I listen to, they never come up with a biblical solution. I say we need to get back to the good old landmark that we had at the beginning. And that'll let you know the direction that you're going. And then this chapter closed with a very wonderful word commending the man that's diligent. "Seest thou a man diligent in his work? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." In other words, God says that he will reward and intends to reward the man that is diligent. You remember the thing the Lord Jesus commended and will commend men for in eternity is, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." You've been diligent. It won't be the amount of work you've done. It won't be the number of people that you've spoken to. It won't be how hard you've worked. But how faithful have you been to what God has called you to do? And it may be a mother to her, just a little boy in the home. She's faithful to it. Moses' mother was that way, and she's been rewarded for it, been put in the Word of God. And we find that that's the thing God will reward them for. A man being found faithful, that is the thing that is important for us to see. And you remember that Paul put it like this. We always read it, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Let me give you that whole passage and probably a better translation. That is, it brings out the meaning. As to your brotherly love, have family affection one to another, for your code of honor, deferring to one another. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow or fervent with the Spirit, serving the Lord. It all adds up to being faithful to God, and that's what we should be.